From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The Senate Intelligence Committee on Wednesday revealed it is continuing to investigate whether elements of President Trump's campaign colluded with Russia to sway the 2016 U.S. election. The committee also warned that Russian meddling could expand and threaten future elections. The committee's chairman, Republican Richard Burr of North Carolina, told reporters Wednesday the issue of collusion is still open. We have more work to do as it relates to collusion, but we're developing a clearer picture of what happened. Burr said, "What I will confirm is that the Russian intelligence service is determined and clever, and I recommend that every campaign and every election official take this very seriously." President Trump has affirmed what he called his total confidence in Secretary of State Rex Tillerson hours after an explosive story about tensions between the two men captured the spotlight. Tillerson refuted reports that he is on the verge of resigning.
To address a few specifics that have been erroneously reported this morning, the Vice President has never had to persuade me to remain as Secretary of State because I have never considered leaving this post. I value the friendship and the counsel of the Vice President, and I admire his leadership within President Trump's administration to address the many important agendas of President Trump, both from a foreign policy perspective and a domestic objective.
NBC News reported that Tillerson had called Trump a, quote, moron, following a meeting with other top officials at the Pentagon in July. This is VOA News. President Trump visited victims of a mass shooting in Las Vegas on Wednesday. He said there is still no known motive for the attack, but investigators are looking very hard for answers. The shooting happened Sunday night when a gunman, 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, fired on a crowd of 22,000 people from his 32nd-floor room at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino, 59 people killed, and at more than 500 injured. Anti-corruption activists are hoping to shine a light on the hundreds of millions of dollars funneled through London every year by organizing tours of properties allegedly bought with suspect money. The latest tour focuses on corrupt money coming from Nigeria. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
The kleptocracy tour is billed as a journey to the dark side of globalization, and the Star Wars analogies do not end there. Anti-corruption campaigner Oliver Bullo was among the tour guides.
Essentially, the Death Star of globalization is right here, and it's London.
Activists say Britain is sucking in corrupt money from across the world. This is the first kleptocracy tour focusing on Nigeria. Also among the tour guides is Matthew Page, a former U.S. State Department Nigeria analyst.
The international community, specifically the United Kingdom, the United States, other financial centers, are playing a huge role in facilitating elite corruption in Nigeria.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The Catalonia region of Spain will reportedly declare independence on Monday. Spain is nearing a rupture that threatens the foundations of its young democracy and has unnerved financial markets. Pro-independence parties that control the regional parliament have asked for a debate and vote on Monday on declaring independence. King Felipe has accused secessionist leaders of shattering democratic principles and dividing Catalan society. With a cutoff date looming on Thursday for more than 150,000 undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children, about three-quarters of those eligible to renew their temporary status have sent in their paperwork. That official data was released on Wednesday. That potentially leaves tens of thousands of people who received work permits and possible relief from deportation without the protections afforded by the policy, a policy that the Trump administration decided to phase out last month. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.